My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Braves are 73-60. They win their ninth game in their last 11 games. They're hot. To put it plain and simple, it's Dukes and Bell. Zeno in for Mike today. Let's talk to our man Grant McCauley as we go around the yard. Grant, I don't want to overemphasize or, you know, say this is hyperbole because I don't think it is. This is the biggest series now, right? I mean, you're talking about four games in a series where you're five behind the Phillies. You hadn't been this close since what? June? May? I mean,
well, they crept in there right around the start of the second half, but then went on a bender and six-game losing streak, a couple of them actually, and it pushed them right back because the Phillies have also struggled in the second half.
Well, you look at the injury bug creeping up once again. Gio Urshela now going to be out with a groin injury. I mean, it just seems never-ending. Not an incredibly huge loss per se. Obviously, the drop-off from Riley to Urshela and Urshela to Williams is probably much different, but how do we diagnose this? What's the prognosis of when Urshela may be back, and how much do you think it'll affect things?
Yeah, I mean, he said he hopes to be back this weekend. So if today is Thursday and tomorrow is Friday, at least we're close to the weekend, and it's not one of those things where it's
okay.
We're day to day until we're not. But that's kind of been the story of the Braves here. I mean, the funny thing, and it's not funny, ha-ha, but just how many times, and I'm sure Carl knows because we've had these discussions all season long, How long do we expect so-and-so to be out? When might we see them again? And there's just no telling with some of these things. But it doesn't sound major, and Urshela indicated that he expects to play this weekend. So that's good. Obviously, Luke Williams played a big part in what the Braves were able to do in Minnesota last night. So maybe he can do a little something at the hot corner and in the lineup for the Braves today. They're not going to be banking on him, no pun intended, but some of the guys that they are, Matt Olson has had a lot of success up in Philadelphia in that ballpark. So hopefully he, Marcelo Ozuna, you know, the big guns can be in the middle of some big innings for the Braves.
Grant, tell me what you think about this. As I'm watching last night, I'm sitting there and I'm going, what's the difference? Are we looser because some of the expectation has kind of faded based on the injury situation with us? I'm not saying we as Braves fans don't expect us to win, but around the country it's been like, oh, they've been decimated with injuries. And I just feel like all of a sudden now, it doesn't matter who you throw in there, and Snit has given us a variety of lineups, it feels like we're playing a little looser, which is helped us. Do you sense that?
I think that really, if I had to put my finger on it, is that winning is a lot more fun than losing, and that will be the most obvious statement that I will probably ever make on one of these calls, but I feel like that's what we're seeing, though. When you are losing and guys are getting hurt and the thing is just rolling downhill and you're like Indiana Jones and the boulder's right behind you, that's not a whole lot of fun. But with what they've been able to do lately, and they are finding different players who have stepped in, whether it was the Whit Merrifields or the Ramon Laureanos or Travis d'Arnaud's come up big, we've seen a lot of other guys in this lineup as well who have stepped in when the Braves have needed them to, and they're still getting really good pitching. I mean, yeah, every once in a while there's going to be a hiccup, somebody's going to give up some runs, but they've shown a little bit of resilience to sweep that twin series. They had to fight for those games a little bit more than that first one when they jumped out to a 9-1 lead, but overall, I think you have to feel pretty good about the way they are playing for whatever the reasons. But when you do start to get on a roll, I do think you can feel and see a little bit of that momentum shift. And that's what they needed going into a series like this. Because as you said earlier on, and I hate that I kind of maybe sidestepped that to begin with, but if they hope to win the National League East, this does feel like the last stand for the Braves. So they wanted to go in with some momentum, some steam behind them.
Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. He's on Dukes and Bell. Charlie Morton, I'd love to know if you could tell me if we're going to get good Charlie Morton tonight or bad Charlie Morton tonight. We prefer the good one, but it always seems it's feast or famine with him.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten a good one more lately, which is great, but he is kind of one of those guys where it depends on, can he avoid the big inning? Can he avoid self-inflicted wounds, which is walks, hit batsmen, that kind of thing? And then it always seems like, not that there's a great time for a home run, but you could live with a couple of solo shots. What you can't live with is a lot of full counts, couple of walks, then all of a sudden you're trying to get somebody to roll over or swing and miss. You hit them in the back foot, the bases are loaded, and then someone hits one in the gap or there's a couple guys on and it goes over the wall. That seems to be kind of the crux of what it is when it's the not-so-good Charlie Morton. But he's done a much better job lately of just, quite frankly, keeping guys off base. He still gets a ton of swing and miss, even at 40 years old. And really, I think all the Braves are looking for him to do is go out there and give them six quality innings. It doesn't have to be, you know, six scoreless innings. I think six innings with three-run ball you feel pretty good about because you have that bullpen that can do the things it can do. And you hope that this Braves lineup, with the way that it's been going here lately, can continue what it has been doing, which is finding ways to get some guys on and actually get some big hits with runners on base. That's a welcome change from the Braves team that we've seen throughout the course of the season.
Go ahead and give Chris Sale the Cy Young, will you?
Yeah.
2.58 ERA. Best in the majors. Grant, for me, it's not the 15 wins. Any pitcher will tell you, you need a lot of help to get to 20, right? You need some luck. You need some things to happen. But it's in the spots in which he's pitched and where he's come up big for this team where we've needed him on nights where we're not scoring runs and we're not hitting. And he's just shut other teams down. And last night I just thought was another example of, I don't know who you're thinking about giving it to, but if it ain't Chris Sale, something's wrong.
Yeah, I think he's the clear front runner right now. I think if I were to look at the numbers of somebody who's going to get some consideration, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be unanimous, but it should be close. Zach Wheeler of the Phillies, who we'll see later in this series, has also had a really good year.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really look around baseball and see, or the National League anyway, and see a bunch of pitchers that are contending for this thing. Chris Sale has been far and away the most complete pitcher in the National League this year, if not, you know, pushing his name into that discussion in all of baseball. He is as good now as he has been, I think, at any point. And that is exactly what the Braves, I think, needed this year, but didn't necessarily come into the season expecting him to do it to this level. But I think he's just proving that when healthy, Chris Sale can still do the things that he did that made him one of the most dominant strikeout pitchers of this generation.
Paul Skeens, give it to him. I'm kidding. He's been phenomenal. Yeah. But
give him the rookie of the year.
See, but again, I hate that flawed thinking. Like, it's okay to give him both.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If he deserved it. He doesn't deserve the Cy Young. He just hasn't put together the resume as well as Sale has, but you can give him both.
Yeah.
It's totally okay.
If he had 8 or 10 more starts and was replicating what he has done thus far, I mean, he'll get some down-ballot votes. I wouldn't be surprised to see Paul Skeens get a couple of, you know, maybe second, definitely third-place votes in the Cy Young Award, and I think it's deserved, and we'll see you know, is he able to set up shop and really become what he has shown thus far as a phenom in his first year and do it over the long term? Because if he does, I am here to tell you, that's going to be one of the most special arms in baseball for a while.
Grant, this is going to be a fun series. You know, I would love to have
maybe.
All... It's going to – well, listen, it's fun knowing that we have a shot to start. Like,
yeah,
if we get three definitely. Days into this and we're down 0-3, I mean, obviously I'm going to feel differently. But it's fun to know we have a shot. I wish we had all of our guns, but we don't. And maybe that plays to our advantage. I don't know. I keep thinking – you know, and I told you this 2 months ago, like, I'm not believing this is hard to think that they're going to turn this around. And they've mm-hmm. done it with a sum of their parts, man. It hasn't been the star-studded thing that we thought it might be with Acuna and Strider and all the other things that have happened this season, whether it was money out or Riley now out. And so you have to give Snicker a lot of credit for that.
I think you do, and I think you have to give the team overall and the way that that team has been constructed and run for so long that – you know, they are not a high and low team in terms of the temperature of how they go about things and approach things. I don't think that they get too caught up in when they go on that 12, 13, 14 game winning streak we've seen in recent years. Haven't so much done it this year, but when they do, it's not, you don't walk into that clubhouse and feel it's altogether different than, hey, if they just had a tough series and lost 2 out of 3. There's not a crazy swing back and forth, and I think that is a product of the way that that team has really come together overall. And that's been a year-over-year kind of thing. And as I was looking at, you know, the Phillies have had such a down second half. I mean, they've been basically a 500 club. They just took a series from the Astros, but they got pounded in the finale of that one as well. But if the Braves had managed to, you know, those 2 6-game losing streaks, they stick out like a sore thumb now, because if you just split those games, you know, like just 3-3 over the course of those couple of weeks, this division would pretty, I believe, mathematically would be tied up at this point. That's how much I think the Phillies have kind of at least come back to the pack if somebody can challenge them. And now is the opportunity for the Braves to challenge them, but they cannot afford to, A, lose the series and really expect that the National League East is going to be very easy to win. Not that that's their expectation, but if anybody out there is looking for it, they've got to get this series done. The importance is high, and, you know, they've got to keep playing well so they can push the teams behind them, the Mets, and I think the Cubs are making a little bit of a push as well in the National League wild card. So you just don't know what's going to happen over the next 30 or so days.
Grant, if there's no argument for Chris Sale to win the Cy Young, there's got
to
be even less than no argument about Aaron Judge being the MVP. I've seen some wild things. Somebody said to me, what does Aaron Judge do better than Bobby Witt other than hit home runs? And I almost fell out of my chair. But beyond that, I mean, you've obviously been through Barry Bonds' career. I don't think we've seen anything remotely close to Bonds until what we're watching with Judge.
And we won't.
Until what we're watching with Judge this year. Do you agree?
No, because
this season.
From a home run hitting standpoint, I think you can make an argument for it. And he hits for average, yes, but Barry Bonds never struck out this much and would walk 200 times a year. That's the difference. Like, Bonds is a player who, and I understand all the other arguments and stuff, I'll stipulate, yes, he had some help. But he was the best player on this planet or any other one for about a 5-year stretch, the best that we may ever see in our lives. But putting that aside, I mean, what Aaron Judge is doing. And I talked about this on From the Diamond this week. You'd be really proud of me. After I got done making fun of Craig Carton filling in for the radio broadcast 2 weeks ago, I went ahead and talked about Aaron Judge hitting 50 homers again, what he's doing. I do think he's the best slugger of his generation right now, and I don't think that there's much of a debate there. That being said, what this MVP race feels like to me is 2012, when Mike Trout was the big rookie who was doing all the things, and Miguel Cabrera won a Triple Crown. Personally, I would have voted for Trout for the MVP, but I understand and accept why Miguel Cabrera won it. Yeah. I would kind of be in the same boat, although I think that Aaron Judge has probably a better chance of winning the MVP than just about anybody else. But if somebody's going to challenge him for it, it's Bobby Witt Jr. And this final month of September may be the push for him to get into those numbers, 30-30, 40-40, and all the other stuff defensively and whatnot. This kid, people may not really be watching him and taking it serious because he's with the Royals, and when's the last time they had a generational talent? They have a generational talent playing shortstop for them right now, and I think he's going to be very good for a long time.
Yes, I agree. But if he becomes the first non-steroid user to ever hit 60 home runs in 2 seasons, the case is closed. It's close. He's the first non-steroid user to ever hit 60 home runs in two seasons.
See, this is
I just don't know that anybody's really using that as a criteria anymore.
Why not? Well, because it's irrelevant. Like, we know they test, and we know that's not
right.
in the game.
There's an era now where it's harder to hit now than it ever has been before.
Here's the thing.
Sure.
Here's the thing, and I know we got to go. Maybe we should do a podcast on this. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at East Lake. Here's the deal. If you didn't see it, and this is where we all have our moments in baseball. If you didn't cover it, you didn't see it, or you didn't witness it, it's hard to respect how good he was. And to your point, sometimes you look at these numbers and you start looking at other people's numbers and you go, oh, they look the same. It's not. It's just not. And I've said this time and time again. I said it to Brett Moon the other 2 weeks ago. Barry Bonds on any given night would get one pitch to hit, and he put it out the park. He put it out of the park. Everybody was afraid to pitch to him. Everybody. So there's just a different deal. Judge is a behemoth of a man. I mean, he's a big dude. Barry was that guy prior to the steroids. And I know what you're saying, Zeno, but I don't even think it's close. I respect what Aaron Judge is doing. We got to run. Yeah. We got to run. Great stuff, man.
Thanks,
as always.
Man.
Enjoyed it, guys. Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!